The world is a beautiful but challenging place to live. And let's face it, life hits hard sometimes. So if you find your hopes and dreams and mental well-being needs a boost, you're tuned in to the right podcast. Welcome to Inspire Us with your host, J. Paul Nadeau, a former hostage negotiator turned motivational speaker and acclaimed author of Take Control of Your Life. And now, here's your host, J. Paul Nadeau.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Inspire Us. I am your host, J. Paul Nadeau, and I have been reading a few stories on my podcast from a book. The book is called The Zen Monkey and the Lotus Flower, 52 Stories That Will Change Your Life, written by Tempa Yeshe. And I hope that you have been enjoying it. And if you have been, if you've been enjoying these podcasts, do let me know. And if you're willing to be vulnerable and share a few of the thoughts and ideas or some of the things that the stories have done to improve your life, it would be great if you shared them. And feel free to reach out to me as well. Now, what I do in this podcast, and I don't know how many more of these stories I'll continue to read, I'm hoping that it's doing some good for you. I read a story along with the author's comments, and then I add my own comments to the story and the author's comments. Many of you know that I'm a former hostage negotiator. I also worked in the Special Victims Unit, and I have studied self-sabotage and how it can take control of our lives and how it can be a very self-destructive way of thinking when we give in to the narratives of our lives, when we don't appreciate the things around us or the present moment, when we live in the past without experiencing the present, when we live too much in the future, whatever it may be, those things that are holding us back, we can't let that happen. And so I'll share my thoughts with you. Today, I'm going to be reading a story called The Dancing Monk and the Rainbow, and I hope you enjoy it. Let's get into the story. As you know, a little bit of music is coming your way. The Dancing Monk and the Rainbow. In a remote monastery in the mountains of Tibet lived a young monk named Pema. Pema was an unusual monk, for he loved to dance. Every day when the work at the monastery was done, Pema would take off his red robe and dance. He danced alone in the courtyard of the monastery, under the clear blue sky. Some of the older monks were concerned. "Pema," they said, "you should concentrate on your prayers and meditations. Dancing will distract you." But Pema just smiled and said, "My dance is my prayer. Through my dance, I connect with the universe and experience joy and peace." One day, as Pema was dancing, as usual, a dark cloud passed overhead and a heavy rain began to fall. The other monks ran to seek shelter, but Pema continued to dance, his face raised to the sky and welcoming the raindrops on his skin. When the rain stopped and the sun came out again, a beautiful rainbow formed over the monastery. The monks came out and marveled at the magnificent spectacle. But Pema was still dancing, his arms spread wide as if he was embracing the rainbow. "You see," Pema said, "my dance made the sky cry and then laugh, and it gave us this beautiful rainbow. Every moment is precious and unique if we focus fully on the now and live in it with joy and gratitude. The universe will shower us with beauty and wonder." From that day on, the monks changed their attitudes towards Pema's dance. They realized that his dance was actually a form of meditation and a connection with the universe. And so Pema continued to dance every day, and with each dance, he brought joy and beauty to the monastery and to the world. And that is the story of the Dancing Monk and the Rainbow. Now, the author of the book says, what can we learn from this story?
Well, first,
the story reminds us that there are many forms of meditation and spiritual practice. For Pema, his dance was a way to connect with the universe and immerse himself in the present moment. It reminds us that there are also ways in our own lives that we may seem, that actually may seem unconventional to others, yet allow us to cultivate presence and mindfulness. Whether it's dancing, painting, gardening, or some other creative expression, it's important to find a way that speaks to us and allows us to connect with ourselves and to the universe. Secondly, the story conveys the importance of experiencing and appreciating the present moment in its fullness. Pema continued to dance even in the rain, welcoming it with open arms as part of his dance experience. This teaches us to embrace each moment, whether pleasant or unpleasant, and to appreciate it as a unique and valuable part of our life experience. And those are the author's thoughts. My thoughts on this is that, well, when we look at Pema, he was really being himself. He didn't really care about the thoughts that the monks had or what they thought of him dancing. Even though they tried to discourage him from being unique and being himself, he said no. It brought him joy to do the things that he appreciated, and he could really experience the universe the way he chose to. He was being authentic. He was being himself. How many of us worry about the judgments of others and don't do the things that truly bring us joy and happiness? There are so many people that worry about the opinions of others to the detriment of their own happiness. Pema teaches us that other people may have opinions, but they're only opinions. What brought him joy was going out and dancing. And not only did he dance in the sunshine after a hard day's work, he also danced in the rain. So he could appreciate every moment because he lived every moment in the present. I think that that should teach us something. I'm just getting these thoughts as I'm speaking here. But Pema is an example that we should do the things that inspire us without worrying about the judgment of others. And that in each moment we should find a reason to dance, even if there is a heavy rain that is following on us. We know that after the rain there will always be sunshine. I'm reminded of something that I speak of a lot, and that's a quote that says, "This too shall pass." It doesn't matter if you are dancing in a beautiful, beautiful day with the sun shining, that day is going to pass. All those great memories are going to be memories. If you're going through a dark storm, that too shall pass. So live your life as best you can. Live it in the moment. And know that if you are experiencing something joyful, hold on to the moment as much as you possibly can. Make the best of that great moment. That means reaching out and kissing somebody a little bit longer, do it. That means holding somebody a little bit tighter, do it. That means taking a couple of extra pictures for those memories, do it. But also remember that the bad times will pass too. Those storms will go and the rainbows will come out. Nothing is permanent, and we can get through everything. I've really enjoyed this story, and I've really enjoyed speaking with you, and I hope that you've gathered a lot from this story as much as I have. And I'm going to leave you with these words. Go out and live your life with intention. Remember, you are in control of your life. Your circumstances or people don't dictate who you are. Only you get to do that. And only you get to change your mood. Nobody can bring you sunshine. You have to get sunshine yourself. But you can do that by opening your eyes to the beauty around you. Thank you, and go live your life with intention.